From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia renewing efforts to end fighting in Syria. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Sizra, southeast Turkey on Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. Meanwhile, the United States and Russia renewed efforts on Friday to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister from Russia Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva trying to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. In the meantime, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa. Somali security forces said on Friday that they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in Mogadishu. Police Chief Colonel Bashar said the attack ended just before dawn Friday morning. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near a restaurant followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. France's highest administrative court has suspended a town's controversial ban on the full-body burkini swimming suits. The ruling is expected to set a legal precedent for at least 30 local municipalities that have issued similar decrees that prohibit women from wearing the outfits. The prohibitions have sparked international controversy and criticism from rights groups that say local authorities have overreached in telling women what to wear at the beach. This is VOA.